The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Oh, we caught a good day, didn't we? Oh, man, that feels good. Great to have all of you gathered here this morning for our first outdoor worship service this summer. We're going to have three more down the road, so be looking for those dates that are coming around the corner. We've got people that have pulled up on the grass even to hear us. We're sending this through 103.5 FM, so you should be able to hear us. John and Lucy, can you hear us? Thumbs up. There you go. Oh, man, that guy drives me crazy. Oh, goodness. And we probably have people in the parking lot as well today. And then those that are, we're actually live streaming this as well. So welcome to those that are tuning in online this morning as well. You know, it's really important to get off to a really good start, like not having someone honk in their horn to start the worship service. We know that it's really good to get off to a good start. You don't start off on a journey or on a car trip with an empty tank of gas. That's not a good way to start, right? It's not good to start a baseball game planning to be down three runs at the end of the first inning. That's not a good start. It's not good to start a class by getting an F on your first assignment. No one starts out that way. You don't plan to start out that way, let's say. We really want to be people that get off to a good start. And this morning in our gospel text, what we see here is Jesus is getting off to a start. He is classically, Luke chapter 9, verse 51 is the start, the beginning of Jesus' journey from a place called Galilee, the hinterlands, the outskirts of Palestine, all the way to the center of things in Jerusalem. So the rest of the gospel is this journey that Jesus takes. And these words that Jesus shares are just so good for us to think about how we can get off to a good start by being a follower of Jesus. So we're going to think about that today, getting off to a good start. Just a couple of things to share with everyone before we begin. We got lots of visitors here this morning, so that's just a blessing to see those who are with us. Chris Holt is here. He was a member back in the 90s-ish time period, then for 3 years, 2012, 2015, and he just appeared on Friday afternoon and said, I'm coming to church. So happy to have Chris here and other visitors as well. My sister's here, so where's Beth? She's somewhere. Yep, in the back. Wow, we banished you to the back. All right. After church, we're going to have a time of fellowship, so we've got some goodies to share. And just time to connect. You can grab it and come back out here on the patio or come inside if you want to cool down as well. So that's something to note. This Wednesday, we're continuing our time of getting reacquainted with each other, seeing each other, spending quality time. This Wednesday, we're going to be doing Name That Tune out here on the patio. Peggy Malcolm is coming, our friend, and she has prepared 10 songs to trick you on. To see if you can name the tunes. And we got to make it in. If it's fun, it's got to have competition, right, Gene? So this is a competition. The first place winner gets their choice of pie. Merv Munster is making some pies for Wednesday night. Yay, Merv. And then second place will get a pie. They get the next choice, and then third place. So there is kind of some incentive to come and try your hardest and name that tune. So that's this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Another note is that the portals of prayer for the next 3 months are available. If you're looking for a devotion to carry you through the next 3 months, those are out in the narthex area. Pick one up on your way out after church. And then finally, just a celebratory note about our blood drive on Friday. I think it came up to 38 units of blood were contributed, which really makes a difference for the community and for the world. There is a shortage right now. So thank you for those that volunteered, brought treats, or who donated. I think that does it for our announcements. Actually, there is one more really important one. Ellen asked me to share that we have some cooking classes at Peace that are coming. We have some special chefs that are coming to share their special recipes. Take a look at the bulletin board on the way out. There's a listing of who the chef is and what they're making. And if you want any more details about that, see Ellen. Is Ellen? I don't know if I see her. She's inside. Yeah. Anyway, be sure to see her because just really cool. It's another way to get to know each other. Is like, what's your favorite recipe and what do you make? And so that's pretty cool. I am not making my famous peanut butter and jelly. So Nancy. I know you're excited about that, wanted to sign up, but yeah, sorry, I'm not going to do that this year. So, We're going to open with our opening praise song, How Great is Our God. We're thankful for having Colleen on the piano and then Suzanne as well playing on the flute. God's blessings on your worship.